Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to EMS Live in Wisconsin. This program is recorded.
Well, welcome to Wisconsin EMS Live. This is Joe Cavelli. Today is Tuesday, November 10th, 2015. The program today is brought to you by the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin. We, of course, are coming to you live today, but each show is also recorded so you can receive an on-demand playback by referring to the association's website at paw.us. Chris and Patrick, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
I know we're working through some technical issues. Just want to let you know there is some feedback that I'm hearing. I'm not sure if the others are hearing that as well.
Yeah.
Okay, how's that? A little bit better?
Much better.
Okay, yep, seems perfect. To be. Thank you. Okay, we'll go with it. Sorry about that. We were having a little problem with the microphone this morning, but we'll go ahead and go with the cell phone option here. Gentlemen, thank you very much for joining us. Today's broadcast is sponsored by EMS Medical Billing, Zoll, the Start Collection Agency, McNeil & Company, and the American Ambulance Association. At 9:05 here, in just a few minutes, we'll be joined by Wisconsin Assembly Representative Jeff Mersaw from the Crivitz area. Recently, the Wisconsin Assembly and Senate passed bills, respectively, for the first responder legislation. Then at 9:15 this morning, we'll be joined by HealthStrings, Buck McAlpin and George Willock. They've produced or developed a very innovative approach to patient satisfaction surveys. At 9:30, we'll be joined by Mickey Schulte. Mickey is the executive director with Savic Buying Group. And then we'll finish the program out at 9:45 with Alpha Medical CEO Jeff Grosso through Chris Anderson, who joins us here this morning from Bell Ambulance, suggested a cot blanket for stretchers, a nice way to beat the harsh and cold Wisconsin winters. So the program lineup for today, the broadcast will last 60 minutes. Chris and Patrick, anything you'd like to share here at the top of the hour?
No, nothing specific, Joe. Just looking forward to a good show. I think we got a nice varied lineup of topics.
I think we do. I think it'll be a busy morning. We've got a lot of things to cover. So thank you all very much for listening in. You're listening to EMS Live in Wisconsin, our interview and discussion with Representative Jeff Mersaw regarding first responder. We'll continue after this brief message.
Zoll Medical Corporation, a leader in medical devices and integrated software solutions, helps first responders manage, treat, and save lives while also increasing operational efficiency. Zoll offers innovative products for circulation, defibrillation, temperature management, ventilation, and data management that strengthen the chain of survival and improve outcomes. For more information, contact EMS Territory Manager Dan Brahm at 262-312-8868 or contact Scott Borchert, Territory Sales Manager for Data Management Products at 303-801-0000 or go online to zoll.com. EMS Medical Billing Associates provides complete fire and EMS billing for service calls, alarms, and data management. EMS Medical Billing Associates. Experienced, professional, accurate. Find them on the web at emsmedicalbilling.com.
EMS Live in Wisconsin is produced by the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin. To speak with the co-hosts or guests during the live show, dial 646-929-1081 and press number 1 on your keypad. Or send an email to emslive@paaw.us. And now, back to the program.
Thank you for listening to EMS Live in Wisconsin this morning. This is Joe Cavelli with the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin, joined by Patrick Ryan and Chris Anderson. Also pleased to bring into the conversation this morning Assembly Representative Jeff Mersaw. Jeff, welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning, Joe.
Very, very happy to be here this morning.
Pleasure to have you with us. I know that you've done a considerable amount of work in a very relatively short period of time regarding first responder legislation. You were the author of that bill in the Assembly, which recently passed. And I know the quite closely mirrored bill, passed the Senate a little bit ago. And we want to thank you on behalf of the ambulance industry in Wisconsin for looking at the way we're doing business and looking to help those services out there that need a little flexibility with their staffing and scheduling to meet the needs of their community. Can you give us a bit of backdrop on the first responder legislation that recently passed and is awaiting Governor Walker's signature?
Sure. It just, we had a number of individuals, on the rescue squads here in my rural district, and they just had different questions on how we're going to continue to fund and how they, their struggle that they have for providing services to the community, which their, communities are obligated to do. So we met one day. They called a meeting when a couple of the folks from different towns and villages got together, and we had a meeting over at the Shawano County or Shawano Towns Association, their main place of business in Wisconsin in Shawano. And we had a meeting, and this is what came up. One of the first things they said would help is to be able to change the staffing of rescue squads and be able to free up a number of people that could run with the squad and transport, and having a first responder be able to do that with one EMT instead of having to have two EMTs was something they said would immediately help their situation for being able to staff the squad. So I said, I think we can get that done in a relatively short time. And so we did. Senate took it up. A couple of amendments, substitute amendments were put on it, and it actually is at the governor's desk. And I'm very happy to say that I believe on Wednesday in the afternoon, I have confirmation that he is going to possibly sign that piece of legislation.
Very good. Very good news. That will offer considerable relief to departments that are struggling with staffing. As the law is now, it requires two EMT basics at minimum for staffing. So the new law that's been, or the bills that have been passed in the respective chambers, allows a first responder to step in and be one person of a two-person legal crew. I know that there's a population component that's attached to this, Representative
yes.
Mersaw. Would you mind explaining that to our listening audience?
Yeah, some questions came up, and they just, we don't want the legislation to be, that we need to have the community be able to be show that it's a true need rather than just be able to do this to save on, being able to staff the people with two EMTs. So we just said, okay, let's take and put on a population. If the city that your largest city in your community is 10,000 population or less, then you're able to use this piece of legislation and use this, get a waiver for staffing. If you're between 10 and 20,000 population, your largest city, you can petition DHS and show a need that you truly need there's a need to be able to do this, that you don't have the personnel to staff, and they will possibly write you a waiver to do that. Anything over 20,000 population, you have to still use two EMTs in your staffing of your squads.
But that will offer some breathing room, if I could use probably an industry term, give
sure.
them a little opportunity to look at their options and know that they have some options if there are challenging times that they have with staffing. The most paramount thing is to get the ambulance out the door. There are resources that can be utilized, obviously, with mutual aid or assistance from adjoining departments who might be at a higher certification level, depending on the type of call. But this offers some flexibility to those departments that really need it. Thank you for keeping emergency medical services and the ambulance industry of paramount importance to its infrastructure with these objectives in mind. Is there anything else that you'd like to share with our audience as to this legislation and its pending signature by Governor Walker?
Just, and the the talks that we started with and the meetings that we have are ongoing meetings. So, you know, if there's folks out there that are connected with the ambulance service and in that type of business and volunteer work, please contact my office, and we are going to continue to talk through things and see if there's other things that we can do to help out our rural as well as all of our communities with staffing levels and or any other legislation that would help to make it easier and make it safer for our communities.
Right, very good. Thank you very much, Representative Mirsoff, for
Thank
your
you.
Time this morning and for the dedication that you two seeing this legislation through and with the governor's signature having it enacted to benefit responders and to those that are entrusted to serve in their local community.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Patrick, did you want to offer a quick update on community paramedicine? I know there's been some activity with that as of recent.
Sure. Nothing real current. However, we've had many, many meetings with legislators on both sides of the aisle and both sides of the bodies of legislature, and have a lead in the Assembly, still working on the lead in the Senate, but have had, as I've reported in the past, multiple legislators ask or show an interest in being the lead on the bill. The session ended last week, so things have quieted down a little bit right now at the Capitol, but we're still hopeful that we can get this introduced when they reconvene after the first of the year. And with the support that we've found to this point, are optimistic that we could conceivably get something done this session. We've also had meetings with folks, representatives of the Nursing Association, as well as WHA, and continue to kind of look for their input and weighing how we may, alter or modify the bill as we go forward. As we've talked about in the past, a couple of more of the significant changes we have made, one, dropping the clause requiring the community paramedic to be part of an EMS service. The thinking there is that unlike the state of Minnesota, which we patterned our legislation after, we do not have a PSA law or primary service area law in Wisconsin. So any entity that would want to come in and start it as an ambulance service and then with the main focus being CP services could do that conceivably if that's what they chose to do. And secondly, discontinuing the addition of the requirement that DHS looks at a reimbursement model. I think we had it in the first year in the original drafts. We were told pretty pointedly early on in our discussions with the legislators that if there's a fiscal note attached to that, that the department would oppose that, and that would pretty much doom the bill. We've heard that DHS supports the concept of CP, but with the tight budgets, with Medicaid, the pure enormity of their budget and the constraints that they're under just are not interested in having to have another service being paid for at this time. I think, it kind of goes back on the EMS community to be able to establish these relationships with hospitals, insurance companies, and other those on the commercial side to be able to get programs off the ground, gather data, and then be able to come back and demonstrate how we ultimately think DHS could save money with the inclusion of CP. So continue to go forward with that and, finding good support, and hopefully we'll get something here introduced soon into 2016.
Thank you for the work that you are doing, Patrick, as well as many others are involved in this effort. And we're hearing more and more about fire departments and ambulance departments doing pilot projects. There's several successful ones working currently in the Milwaukee area. Patrick with Ryan Brothers in Madison is involved with starting a clinic up where apartment managers approached him about creating a community paramedicine clinic within the apartment complex. So we're seeing this kind of take on a life. The legislation is obviously a very, very important part of that. So thank you very much, Patrick, for that update. I know, too, Patrick, that you're also quite involved with HealthString, and that's our next conversation. We'll be bringing into the broadcast Buck McHalpin and George Willock. George and Buck are both deeply involved with HealthString. Patrick is a customer of theirs, Patrick, can you give us a quick snapshot as to health strain, and we'll bring them in shortly after our next break?
Sure, Joe. Thanks. As I'm learning, as I explore the community paramedic concept, we're finding that hospitals have increasingly have their budgets tied to patient satisfaction, and that's kind of something I think we've had a difficult time in EMS, but HealthString has come up with a very cost-effective, innovative way to survey our customers in a very rather simplistic but yet high-tech manner that's really easy to implement, to change, and I think it's going to give us some great feedback, and I think it's just the start of what we can do in terms of getting positive data, positive or negative data back from our patients and being able to demonstrate our patient satisfaction when we go talk to hospitals and other customers. So I think it's a very innovative model, and look forward to hearing more from George and Buck, and I'll also be glad to give my personal experience.
Very good. Well, we'll look forward to the broadcast continuing. After our brief break, we'll be bringing in Buck McAlpin and George Willock with HealthString. You're listening to EMS Live in Wisconsin.
The fine art of successful ambulance billing and collections begins with the Stark Agency, located in Madison. The Stark Agency provides full-service debt collection, specializing in EMS and ambulance patient billing. They're also experts in the Wisconsin Offset Trip Program, a new option for ambulance services. For more information, call 877-274-7764. That number again, 877-274-7764. The Stark Agency is accredited by the Better Business Bureau and a member of the Wisconsin Collectors Association.
Welcome back to EMS Live in Wisconsin. This is Joe Cavelli, joined by Patrick Bryant and Chris Anderson. I'm also pleased to bring into the program Buck McAlpin and George Willock. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Good morning.
Terrific to have you with us. We've heard a little bit about HealthString. Patrick obviously provided a nice introduction. He's a current user of the HealthString product. Buck, you've spoken with us a lot of times regarding community paramedicine, very involved not only in Minnesota but Wisconsin with its emerging interest to start CP here and mobile integrated healthcare. Explain to us, what is HealthString, and where do you see it making a difference in emergency medical work?
Well, I think maybe I'll just start off that, I think everybody knows that's on the call. You're right, Joe. I've been on numerous times and talked about community paramedics and how that model works in the system and what we're doing in Minnesota and Wisconsin. But last year, I was working on a project in Minnesota and ran into George's wife, Liz, and we began to have a discussion about what we're doing in Minnesota around community paramedics in the healthcare system and integrating, and some of the challenges of identifying mostly Medicaid and Medicare populations. And she said, you have to meet my husband, George, who has this company called the HealthString. And doing my work in the healthcare industry and senior leadership in the finance world, as we all talk about how we integrate community medics into that model, I was still trying to find a tool and a partner that would make that very seamless for healthcare systems and EMS providers. And so I tootled over to Chicago and met with George, and we kind of found a synergy right away of his company. I'm going to have him describe and what we were doing around community paramedic and very aggressive care coordination and modeling around Medicaid and Medicare. And the nice thing was that I said, we need some work on surveys, George. We need to take some of the stuff you've done with mobile communications and really implement that. Because many of you on the call that I may have a contract with and work with or have provided consulting around community paramedics, I always use the same analogy that we all understand the EMS industry. We don't always all understand the healthcare finance payment world. And what Patrick just alluded to, how do we as EMS systems go talk to the hospitals about integrating? That's where HealthString strength is. So I actually bought a little bit of part owner of this operation, and I have been very excited at the growth around the EMS survey world, because unlike healthcare, we do the same type of modeling around this, and it really makes it work out well. And I guess I would add, if George just wanted to add some of the background about the history of HealthString, that'd be great.
Yeah, well, thanks, Buck. It was really nice of you to compliment how we not only met, but also how we've integrated our services from HealthString to this whole EMS space and patient satisfaction and continuity of care. HealthString was, Joe, started back in 2002 and gone through many paginations over the years, and now really focused on creating the ability to be able to connect to care providers and the services, and allowing the patient satisfaction to be aware to the providers in a very quick way, providing EMS surveys for companies like Ryan Brothers Ambulance. We have found that taking paper surveys and moving those into electronic surveys through text messaging, we have immediate results, and not only immediate results to from the patient, but also so that Pat can see what is going on with their transports. So HealthString really is a very unique company in terms of looking at the Medicaid, the Medicare space, and we provide services anywhere from medication management programs to appointment reminders, the patient satisfaction surveys, EMS surveys, prescription reminders. We do post-surgical procedure type text messaging, and even pre-surgical events. What is really kind of unique about HealthString is that we've gotten down to the point where we coined a product called Healthy Valet and a text messaging program. Short, it's called Hey Val. And if any of your listeners want to take a look at how the EMS surveys work, you can actually text the short code 30123 and text the word EMS space survey, and you can see what we're talking about within the community paramedic space and how simple these processes are, and they're very customizable, and they can be done within a 24-hour period or less. I think Pat could attest to the fact that when we want to make changes, we make changes very quickly. Knowing this is a radio show, I don't want to monopolize this. I could go on forever talking about what HealthString does for patient satisfaction and attributing members to the healthcare system.
That was a very nice introduction, Buck and George. What is the website, George, so that people can refer to your product?
HealthString.com, HealthString. HealthString.com.
Very good, HealthString.com. Very good. Patrick, as a user of this product, how long have you been using this at Ryan Brothers Ambulance in Madison?
Thanks, Joe. We've had it up probably for about 4 months now, and it's just been really fascinating to see the ease of adjusting the survey. You know, when we started, we wanted to at least just get something out there and going, and we've really kind of fine-tuned the questions that we're getting. And when we looked at the possibility of doing, one example is the Press-Ganey surveys that the hospitals use. The thing there that we found was it's somewhere in the ballpark of $6 or $7 a survey. They're mailed, and you're paying for every single survey that you get. Whereas here, with the ease of the text messaging, we're only paying for the return surveys. So, you know, with EMS in general, you know, with an elderly population, there's somewhat of a limitation in terms of who has a smartphone, but we're surveying not only patients but also families and getting great feedback. There's a way to quantify. There's a dashboard that I look at almost daily to see how we're doing. There's also not only just answering questions and ratings, you know, excellent, good, fair, poor, very poor, but also a free text area so that you can get some real feedback as well. So I guess, you know, really it's the ease of adjusting it and modifying it as we need to. The cost was a huge attraction for us to that. And then just being able then to have it in a concise viewpoint on the dashboard, and then being able to share that with customers. We're also looking at, as we continue to grow into CP, being able to use it there. And thirdly, something I'm just going to now kind of start undertaking is utilizing this for facilities being able to get their information, how we're doing, and in a similar manner as to the patients themselves. So lots of good reasons to use it, and we're just it's just the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to be able to continue to get a lot more mileage out of the information we're able to gather.
One thing with emergency medical services and ambulance delivery I found over the years that I've been involved is typically you never hear from the patient that you transported, and it's always nice to know sometimes how things ended up or how their satisfaction level was. Did I meet the needs of the patient, especially during a critical moment in time? And to know that this service offers you the opportunity to survey not only the patient but the patient's family, you have two very important stakeholders in that patient's care and concern, and to get those comments directly, I would imagine, is very, very important. Patrick, what has this meant to you from a staff perspective, knowing that your staff is getting feedback from those they're caring for and transporting?
Yeah, I've heard that some other services actually have put up like a TV monitor in, you know, one of the common areas of one of their stations to publicize this. We haven't gone quite to that level yet, but we are giving feedback back to our staff so that they know how our ratings are coming back, and you know, we can take some pride in that. Obviously, you know, if things aren't what we want, we're going to try to take some steps to improve that. But we're very happy with the results we're getting, so we know we're making a difference. And you know, we've tried many different methods over the years, pretty low tech type things, and the success was all over the place. We didn't really feel, you know, real comfortable with how the numbers we were getting back. It wasn't consistent, and we just really weren't really comfortable with it. But here, we know we're getting these questionnaires out in a timely manner. We're getting them out on a regular basis, and that's going to increase our likelihood of getting good feedback back from our customers. So we're continuing to kind of, again, give that feedback directly to our staff so that they know and can take pride in the levels of care that we're providing.
Very, very good. It's all about performance improvement. This is a great performance improvement tool. For those of you that don't know, one of my side jobs is I teach marketing research at the local technical college. So when Patrick and Buck were sharing this with me, I immediately identified with it. It's a valuable, valuable tool that you can use in emergency medical services. And what I see is it really fills that void of information, very important information, so you can continue to improve the performance of the system and the system's delivery. Buck and George, were there some things that you'd like to share before we wrap up this segment of the conversation, things that you'd like our listeners to make sure to be aware of or at least check out so they can look into it further?
Yeah, I just think that Pat did a nice job talking about why he uses it. And I think as we look at this, and what George and I have discussed, and as you follow trends in healthcare, and we read this in numerous of our own trade journals, is I think EMS and the ambulance industry, whether it's mobile integrated healthcare or community paramedic, is being looked at very closely about how we are part of the healthcare system and not just a standalone entity. So we saw STARS ratings and HEDIS scores now going to nursing homes, long-term care, home health, hospitals. And the next group they're going to look at, that's all that's left, is ambulatory care. And that's where EMS and ambulance reimbursement falls into under CMS and Medicaid. So we've discussed, and I think why Pat and many others have went this direction, is we want to be ready to say, absolutely, we've been tracking data. And we know that 97% of the people that ride with Hudson EMS are very satisfied with their patient care.
Yep, and Joe, I'd like to reiterate some of the comments you made about the patients and the family members. As much as we think we always know what the patient and the family members are thinking, these are ways that really allow us to focus in and allow us to listen to the patients and learn. And it's a tremendous way to be able to learn almost in real time what and how you're caring for the patient. So we believe that the patient should be at the center, and this brings them to the center.
Very good. Thank you for the nice introduction, Buck and George, to healthstring.com. appreciate you very much being on today's broadcast as well, and encourage our listening audience to look at this further. And Patrick, if you don't mind offering two of individuals would like to contact you as a point of reference, if that would be okay also.
Yeah, certainly. I'd be more than willing to share further and then get them direct contact with Dr. George.
Okay, very good. Gentlemen, thank you very much for the conversation this morning on health strain.
Thanks, you guys.
Buck McAlpin and George Willock. Yeah, thank you very much. Healthstrain.com. We'd like to transition into our next conversation. Pleased to bring into the conversation after our next break, Mickey Schulte. Mickey is the executive director with the SAVIC Buying Group. I wanted to be sure to offer Mickey some time on today's program. SAVIC has made some recent announcements regarding additions to their group buying, and we'd like to hear directly from Mickey on that, those announcements with some of the recent additions to the group buying program that benefits the ambulance industry. You're listening to EMS Live. We'll continue after this brief message.
Ambulance Services Insurance Program, abbreviated ASIP, offered by McNeil & Company, offers one of the most inventive and inclusive insurance programs available in serving the commercial ambulance industry since 1997. McNeil offers the necessary protection for your company and personnel and has a wide range of services and coverage options that allow you greater flexibility in customizing the right insurance package for your business. Whether it's property, commercial general liability, business automobile, ambulance services professional liability, employment practices liability, employee benefits liability, crime, portable equipment coverage, umbrella and excess liability, they've got you covered. Find the Ambulance Services Insurance Program offered by McNeil & Company on the web at www.asip.com. That's asip.com.
Don't miss a beat of Wisconsin EMS action. Listen to EMS Live or download any previous show on demand in the archive. And now back to the program.
Welcome back to EMS Live in Wisconsin. This is Joe Cavelli with Patrick Ryan and Chris Anderson. Pleased to bring into the program now Mickey Schulte. Mickey, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Terrific to have you with us, Mickey. Mickey is the executive director with SAVIC Buying Group, also formerly known as the North Central EMS Co-op. He's been in the position almost 2 years, Mickey. That time has to have gone fast. It has for me. My goodness, it seemed like we were just making introduction calls a little bit ago.
It has gone by very fast. You're correct, Joe.
Well, you've done a terrific job in the short time that you've been there, Mickey. I know that you've introduced many new contracts to SAVIC Buying Group. For those that aren't familiar with SAVIC or maybe are familiar with SAVIC but haven't heard an update recently, what can you tell us what's going on at SAVIC and what are some of the new contracts that you've recently announced?
Well, thanks, Joe, for the nice introduction. We have added quite a few new programs to our mix over the past 6 months, most notably a new contract, a national contract with Grainger. Now, most people know Grainger as a facilities maintenance contract, but a lot of people don't know that they have over 60,000 items dedicated to first responders, from gear like 5-Eleven, workwear, other manufacturers of clothing, but they also have Pelican, Streamlight, other accessories that not only can you buy at national contract price at the agency level, but through PAW, we have a program available to where the actual paramedic can buy at national contract price and deliver it straight to their house. So everybody can save under this new program. So we're very excited about Grainger. Another one of our new contracts is with Henry Schein for medical supplies. We have quite a large national program there with over 200,000 items that are available, and we have some outstanding prices there. Several of things that you wouldn't know from the group before as far as contracts go, we have a new dedicated Best Buy business program. We have a new cell phone savings program with Sprint and AT&T. And, of course, we have a very nice bid-approved contract with Zoll. So, as well as a new program with HealthStream, your previous guest. So we have a savings program with HealthStream. And all of these programs that you use through SAVIC go back and we revenue share back with PAW. So we help support your association as well.
Very good. Thank you for mentioning that, Mickey. And I should mention to our listening audience that Paul has been a member of SAVIC, or previous to that, North Central EMS Co-op, for the better part of 10 years. And the beauty of that relationship is the discounts and savings that are brought to local ambulance departments and their employees. And the association, the Professional Ambulance Association, pays the annual dues. It is a wonderful relationship that has transpired over time. And as the association has grown, my gosh, Mickey, your SAVIC Association or membership stretches not only throughout the United States, but also internationally, if I'm not mistaken. You have thousands and thousands of members.
We do, and we're nearing the 4,500 number now for members in our group, and we are growing significantly. Yes, we've got some in Mexico, South America, in the Philippines, a little into Canada. So we not only serve all 50 states, but we serve a kind of a global community, and we're growing in that direction. And we have quite a few other associations looking at us. So we see continued growth.
That's terrific. And the association and SAVIC have worked very, very closely together on this. If you're interested, feel free to contact myself at 414-236-4192 or email Joe, J-O-E, at PAW, P-A-A-W.us. We'd be happy to discuss SAVIC and the group buying benefits with you further. I know Mickey would as well. Mickey, what's the website for SAVIC so we can send people there if they'd like to check things out a little bit further?
It is www.savic.org.
Terrific. That's very good information. Patrick and Chris, I wanted to toss it over to you. Did you have some questions for Mickey this morning or based on your experiences with the SAVIC buying group?
I don't have any particular questions. I mean, it's always great to hear that there are new things available and more choices, and I think that only adds to the value.
I'd echo what Chris has said. It's really neat to see the innovation that's happening. You know, I learned some more things. I've spoken to Mickey, you know, a number of times, but every time it seems like I learn more about what the group is doing and really adding more and more and more. It's quite interesting to see how widespread the program has become, and I'm sure that's just, you know, it's just going to continue to be that way as we go forward.
Mickey, that's the thing. Thank you, Patrick and Chris. And Mickey, that's the thing that's impressed me with SAVIC over the time is how it's just morphed into this large buying group organization that has some terrific pricing. Can you offer, and we didn't talk about this ahead of time, but is there a price point that you can offer to our people that would give them an idea of what some of those savings represent, whether it be a defibrillator, an ambulance, whatever it might be? What would the potential savings be from a participant to the SAVIC buying group?
Well, it varies by vendor, of course. But for instance, with Zoll, we do have a 34% discount on defibrillators and a 25% discount on all accessories. But what's neat about our contract is that we do have this base discount, but we do allow for special pricing for multiple unit buys. So you're not locked into buying at the same price as everybody if you have a large bid that you need to do. We do offer that flexibility. And I do know that, you know, that helps quite a few services that we've already done all the bid work. We've already done all the legwork for them, and they can attach and work with their local Zoll person to help get that taken care of. On medical supplies, I can tell you that fluids are a real hot topic when it comes to getting them and being able to access them. And our new Henry Schein contract, not only do we have fluids in stock, but we are very, very, very well priced. Some 500 bags of sodium chloride, you're looking at 98 cents a bag. So that's just an example of the kind of the volume that we're bringing on this medical supply contract, that we can really assist all your members save money.
That's terrific, Mickey. Thank you very much for sharing that information with us this morning. And again, if you'd like to refer to the SAVIC website, it is savik.org. Mickey, anything else that you'd like to share in closing?
Well, thank you for having me on today, and please reach out to any of us at SAVIC. Once again, through the websites, we have a Contact Us page. Just click there, and you'll see all of our email and phone numbers. We'll be happy to assist in any way, and we look forward to our continued support of Paul and everything that you're doing.
Mickey, thank you very much. I appreciate you joining the broadcast this morning.
Thank you.
Mickey Schulte is the executive director with the SAVIC Buying Group. He's done a terrific job in expanding the product offering. It's all to benefit the ambulance and EMS industry, and we encourage you to take a look at their products and services. We'd be happy as the association to work with you in accessing those pricing points and discounts as well. It's amazing to me, Patrick and Chris, the amount of products that they offer through the SAVIC Buying Group. I mean, everything from multi-$1,000 ambulances to defibrillators right down to a Band-Aid and a 4x4. It's quite an impressive program. And it was interesting here to hear him also say that HealthString, which I didn't realize this, but HealthString through Buck and George is also now a part of it. So that's it's just very impressive. Now, the next topic that we have is something that I think a lot of our ambulance services here throughout Wisconsin can benefit from, and that would be protecting your patient on the stretcher to avoid those harsh and cold Wisconsin winters. And, Chris, maybe you could tee up our next conversation with Jeff Grosto from Alpha Medical and the stretcher blanket that they have provided to you at Bell Ambulance in Milwaukee.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're all in this winter weather together, and so using blankets, it poses some problems, and you lose blankets and you run out and all that. So we used to always use the standard cot quilt available, and it was pretty thin material. It would get caught in the wheels and rip, and just didn't last very long. So one day Jeff came by and had this sample of this new quilt or cot blanket that he and his wife were manufacturing. And it's a very heavy nylon on the outside and a fleece on the inside, polar fleece on the inside. And at first it looked really heavy and, cumbersome, but we thought, let's give it a try. And we were sold within about a week. I will say they are a little bit more expensive, but I think they last at least 3-4 times as long. We're on our second or third year on most of them, and they all look like new. So they're easier to clean, they're much more durable, and they are much warmer for the patients. So I would definitely recommend it. If anybody wants a photo or anything, just get a hold of me.
Right. And the other thing, too, and Chris, you maybe didn't realize this, but on the if you're listening on the webcast, or I should say on the internet, we do have some pictures of the blanket on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah.
And you can always refer to those. Jeff was kind enough to provide them. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll bring Jeff Grosto into the conversation. We definitely want to talk about this. This is important, and it really goes back to patient satisfaction. One of the best things that you can do with patient care is to keep your patient warm and comfortable. And we know how harsh it is when you depart the house and cover their face with a thin hospital sheet, and hopefully there's a little bit more there to protect your patient, transporting them or moving them from the house into the rig, especially during a cold Wisconsin harsh winter. You're listening to EMS Live. Our conversation continues after this brief break.
This webcast is sponsored by the American Ambulance Association, who represents ambulance services with members providing emergency and non-emergency medical transportation services to more than 75% of the U.S. population. The AAA serves as a voice and clearinghouse for ambulance services across the nation and is a leading Washington, D.C. lobbying association for the ambulance industry. The AAA views pre-hospital care as an essential part of the total public health care system. Get to know the AAA at www.the-aaa.org. That again is www.the-aaa.org.
You're listening to EMS Live in Wisconsin. This is Joe Cavelli. We appreciate you being with us this morning. I need to give Jeff a quick call. I don't see him in my caller ID, so let's do that right now.
Good morning, Alpha Medical. This is Jeff.
There he is. Hi, Jeff. This is Joe Cavelli. You are live on EMS Live in Wisconsin.
Good morning, sir. I was listening on my cell phone. I do apologize.
Oh, that's okay. No problem. Thanks very much for giving some time to us today. And you probably
Absolutely.
Heard Chris Anderson from Bell Ambulance speak very highly of your blanket product. I don't know if you have an industry name for it. I just thought it was very impressive. And when Chris was explaining it to me, it's like, we need to chat with you, Jeff. We know you know a lot of customers in Wisconsin. You and your wife have developed a fabulous product that helps patients and keeps them warm, helps EMTs and paramedics do their job better. And we just talked with a company called HealthStream that does patient satisfaction surveys. I can't think of a better product that would help with that. Can you explain to us what your product is all about and how people can get more information?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thanks for allowing us the opportunity to be on your show. I greatly appreciate it. And Chris, thank you for the kind words. Having words of confidence from customers that have had something that they really appreciate has been, I guess, probably one of our best-selling features for our product. We get a lot of referrals from other customers, so it's fantastic. What we have is basically a product that we created with one of my best friends who used to be one of the Striker reps here in Minnesota, John Goose. We created a cot quilt that historically has always been made out of like a sleeping bag-like material, a nylon, and would soil, not last very long, tear, rip, didn't have the cutout so that the mattress could adhere to the cot. We thought if we could address some of those issues, we might have a really nice product. And when we first created the product, we thought we'd start off with a Polartec fleece only on the flaps that would wrap up around the patient for patient comfort. But immediately we had a lot of concerns about cleaning from a lot of our customers. So we addressed it by looking at some other material that we could put on the outside to keep moisture, wind out, and dirt and things like that. And we tried a number of materials, Cordura-like materials, and had some measurable success with them, but we weren't real pleased. And we stumbled across a product that was meant for the military over in Afghanistan, where our military personnel at night were having bugs and things getting into their sleeping bags, and they thought if they had something they could actually slip their sleeping bags into and protect their military personnel from getting bit, they'd have a nice product. Well, they created a really nice product. And the unfortunate thing was it was a little bit too heavy for them to be able to carry. So the product just kind of went by the wayside by Cordura. But since then, there's been other uses for it, and we found one for it. And it's a ballistic Cordura, 1600 Cordura nylon. It's a very dense product, and so dense that you could pour moisture on it. It'll sit there for 15 minutes, not adhere to the product, and you can just tip up the product, and it just pours right off. We're fortunate to have it in many multiple colors. We're able to have it in a black, charcoal gray, hunter green, navy, royal blue. And we've also now have many other odd colors that are becoming kind of a nice little product, like a violet, mint, you name it. We have some many, many multiple colors we did not have in the past. The product itself has morphed over time based on feedback from our customers. As I indicated, we started off with Polartec fleece initially, and then we put a Cordura on the outside with a Polartec fleece on the inside, which Bell Ambulance utilizes, and we're very happy with that one. Other questions have come up along the way, though, that they'd like to have Velcro on it, that being on the flaps. And one of the things that can happen is that when the cot is in the down position, the flaps are roughly 30 inches, and they can get rolled over by the tires. So what we do now is we put in three spots on each flap Velcro for an additional upgrade so that you can actually fold them in half and they're at 15 inches and they don't get run over by the tires. Furthermore, we have the templates for all the mattresses that are out there by Stryker, Furno, and we make the cutouts on the bottom so that the Velcro can adhere between the mattress and the cot. And then we reinforce that with a nice little binding that we utilize. And the last upgrade that's come available, which I think is kind of a marketing genius idea, is that on the foot flap area, we apply a department logo. So, for example, Bell Ambulance has their logo on the foot end, and it will be harder for them to lose those cot quilts at ERs and things like that. And they'll get back to them eventually. And I tell you what, it's been real successful. I mean, I can name off a number of references. in the state of Wisconsin. We've done quite well in Wisconsin. UW MedFlight has had theirs for 7 years. They bought 13 and have not returned one, and they all look brand new yet still today. We make a product that is almost too good. Paratech Ambulance just recently acquired a number of them. Bell is one of our largest customers in the Wisconsin area with them. And what's the other one? Flight for Life. So we've got four there in that area that have taken advantage of our cockwilts. They're very nice. We do custom ones as well that are just not meant for the striker and the frontal cots. So if you have an air care service that has a special type of mattress and cot in their rig, we'll go out on site and we'll make a template of it and we'll make a cockpit specifically for that. And that's what we, of course, have done for a couple services already. It's been a great product. It's a great way to get my foot in the door with a lot of the EMS services. I've been in the EMS industry for about 15 to 18 years, and this is just a nice little niche little product to get my foot in the door to share all of the products and services that we provide.
Well, I know you sent me some photos, Jeff, so we have those flashing on our Blog Talk Radio webpage. There's a very nice photo of the Flight for Life blankets that you produced and monogrammed and very, very professional looking. You know, EMS industry is all about image. People see you as having a strong image. They have confidence in what you can do and how you're going to deliver care. It's just one of those things that people will notice. You obviously use the cot pretty much on 98% of your calls. It is a statement, and I was quite impressed when I saw it. And based on Chris Anderson's conversation, I'm glad that we had this talk today. How much does this cost, Jeff, if you don't mind? I know
we have four different
various
versions.
Options.
Yeah, we have four different versions, and they range roughly from $300 to about $600, $700. And when I say that price, that the logo, the digitizing of the logo adds a little bit of additional cost. For a one-time digitizing and getting it set up and put on. So that's where I say it can get up to $700, but that is a high-end cot quilt. And like I said before, you know, they'll last a long time. If anyone has any questions, I'd be more than happy to share reference. And obviously Chris being on the call, he'd be more than happy, I'm sure, to take some of those emails or phone calls to share with them about their product. It's one of the things, you pay for kind of what you get in life. And we've been pretty fortunate. We've only had two cot quilts come back in 7 years. And I believe one of them was from Bell. They had ran over the tires. And we had another that we had a binding error. But other than that, we've had nothing come back. So it's,
Jeff, there was only the one time where there was any damage. I mean, it happens regularly. So
yeah.
I will say that, yes, they are more expensive. But we were replacing most of our old style quilts every season. So it's, you know, you'll spend more up front, but it's going to pay for itself.
Yeah, they'll last. Yeah.
It looks very workable, too. You know, a lot of it, too, is having access to the patient's arms, start IVs, put trauma dressings on, whatever it might be. I've used cot quilts in the past, and they were always bulky and very large and hard to maneuver around. This seems like a very workable situation for a cot quilt. Keep the patient warm, get access when you need it. It's not bulky or intrusive.
Correct. Yeah. You know, again, we've taken a lot of feedback from our customers, and their ideas have really made it evolve into a much better product. We're very grateful for that. But I'm also very grateful for the relationship I had with John Goose, who helped create the idea. And he's kind of an innovative person, being an EMT paramedic. And you know, in our industry, a lot of our creativity or neat ideas that come about come from people within the industry. And he's definitely been a great asset to the product.
Right, very good. Well, Jeff, thank you very much for coming on today's program and sharing information about your cot quilt. And if people need to contact you, how can they reach you?
Oh, thank you. A couple different ways. We have our office line, which is 763-263-8576. My cell phone is the same area code, 763-486-2886. Otherwise, they can go to our website, shoot me an email from there. Our website is www.alphamedicalequipment.net. And the cot quilts themselves actually do have a brand name. It's Argots. It's my last name spun. It's called an ananagram. It's ARGOTS. And at some point in time, we will have a website up for it as well. We've secured a couple of URLs. We just haven't had that been put up yet. But Alpha Medical is a distributor for it.
Okay, very good. Jeff, thank you very much for your time and information this morning, and thank you also to Chris Anderson for his recommendation. Very good information to know. Get ahead of the Wisconsin winter. Temperatures are starting to drop. You need to keep your patients warm. This is a viable option.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You guys all have a great week.
Okay. Thank you very much, Jeff. You too.
Bye-bye.
Chris and Patrick, that pretty much wraps up today's program. We covered a lot of information in about 55 minutes.
Absolutely. Another great show.
Yeah, the time sure flies. I looked up and was surprised how late it was, and we got a lot covered. And when it's all, I think, something you can use, it just the hour speeds by.
Right. Absolutely. It sure does. It sure does. And I want to let our listening audience know, too, our next broadcast is Tuesday, December 8th, starting at 9 a.m. It will go 60 minutes. And we're going to dedicate pretty much the entire hour to community paramedicine. I know Patrick provided a nice update what's happening at the state capitol, getting prepared to have legislation introduced. The legislation and draft has already been completed or is being finalized. Just a few minor tweaks possibly, but things are going to happen relatively soon. We're going to be talking with several fire and EMS departments in the Milwaukee County area. Several of them have been piloting community paramedicine throughout 2015. There's some great takeaway points. We'll be talking with four or five different departments during the 60-minute broadcast, and then we'll also be chatting with Fred Hornby with the Wisconsin EMS Association. Their conference is just right around the corner in January, and we'll get the latest information from Fred. So those are our plans for Tuesday, December 8th, starting at 9 a.m. Surely invite you to join us. We'll provide the link at our website, paaw.us, when the broadcast is ready to be announced. Anything else, Chris and Patrick, in closing for today?
Nope. Just again, thanks a lot, Joe. Appreciate you putting all this together, and great, good time use for an hour to really get some great information. Can't get anywhere else.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to our listening audience. This is Joe Cavelli for the Professional Association of Wisconsin on behalf of Chris Anderson with Bell Ambulance, Patrick Ryan, who is with Ryan Brothers Ambulance in Milwaukee. Thank you very much for your listenership today. Have a good day.
EMS Live is produced by the Professional Ambulance Association of Wisconsin, which is dedicated to healthy, sustainable ambulance and emergency medical services delivery in Wisconsin. Program comments can be emailed to emslive@paaw.us. That's emslive@paaw.us. Thank you for listening.